Hey there, good morning. This is Esther here, and welcome to another edition of HCast Mini. Today, I would like to share with you a bit of what God has revealed to me in Mark chapter 1, verse 35 about prayer. It's a simple verse, so let me just quickly read it for you. Very early in the morning, which I believe some of you are facing right now, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went off to a solitary place where he prayed. From the Bible, we can clearly see that Jesus was a man of prayer. And you know, even as I was reading Mark chapters 1 and 2, Jesus was at the beginning of his ministry, and he was going around impacting his atmosphere in such a great way. You know, he was healing many, he was driving out evil spirits, healing a paralytic. However, as we just read in Mark chapter 1 verse 35, right here in the middle of all the crazy stuff going around, you know, right there in the midst of the action and the excitement, the Bible talks about Jesus just waking up early and heading off to a solitary place to pray. And it really shows the source of power Jesus got to perform his mighty works, which just came from those times of prayer. And sometime back, Jeremy was talking about growing in prayer and how prayer establishes a divine connection with God. And when this happens, our perspectives are shifted and just things happen in the spiritual realm, although, you know, we can't see them. And another thing prayer does is to refresh our purpose and our focus. Mark tells us that, you know, as Jesus was praying, his disciples were frantically looking for him. And when they found him, they told him that everyone has been looking for him. Instead of wanting to know why everyone was looking for him, he simply told his disciples that they were leaving to go to a place where he could preach, for he knew his purpose for being on earth. And, you know, it really shows that Jesus knew that he had something more important to accomplish. I believe that prayer helped him to stay focused on this purpose. So right now, you may be rushing for school or work, having your breakfast, feeling really sian about the day ahead. You know, being jostled on a packed, jerky bus, or you could even be relaxing at home. I encourage you, you know, just to just make that little effort, you know, to stop, get up, and take some time alone to pray and talk with God. I believe doing so would make all the difference. So I just hope you have a great day in the Lord, and know that we have a great God who loves and hears our prayers.